Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, we're back with the Morning Crossfire. And of course, like we all advertise, we'll be looking at bullying in the school system in Nigeria. Our guest is already standing by. He is a very well qualified to speak on this matter. For those of you who've been following the conversation on air, online, in the news, you do know that Nigerians have been commenting in recent days on some videos making the round of students doing what some of us had been used to in our time in school, but we thought those things had ended. What they call them, bullying. We didn't know it was bullying when we were growing up. We just thought it was one of those things, and we took it as such. But how do we, as a society, stop the cycle of bullying, not only within the Nigerian school system, but also in the Nigerian system as a whole? Will taking on cultural and religious significance as being suggested effective ways to go about breaking the cycle of bullying? We want to talk about all of this. Have you seen the videos? Are parents and guardians and teachers, as well as, you know, caretakers or caregivers, to blame for what is going on in our school system? I didn't know that these things still go on. Why do, am I saying I didn't know these things still go on? It's because we have younger, you know, children in school today. We have younger children in school today, and of course, and we have more modern, you know, private schools. Okay, we have more modern and private schools. So, one would have thought that this you know, thing will be a thing of the past. So I want to introduce our guest this morning very quickly before we throw the lines open, and of course, I give you more details on what we're talking about. Here's a Mr. Akin Benjamin. He's a seasoned educationist, education consultant, school improvement and quality assurance consultant, and a thought leader in the education sector. As an educationist and consultant, he has over 25 years experience of teaching both in the public and private schools. I read his one of his interviews where he said he's just a teacher, plain and simple, but he's more than just a teacher. But now, having left teaching, he's into full consulting, helping schools achieve quality improvement. He guides them to attain and incorporate internal quality assurance systems in their operations. Now, as a teacher, he has taught at Meadowhall School. He was head of year in Atlantic Hall in Ekpe, and head of school at Brick Hall School in Abuja. So he's been around. As a consultant, he's involved in training of public and primary, private primary school teachers and head teachers in Lagos State. He's one of the few facilitators involved in training newly recruited graduate teachers in Lagos State. Yes, 2020, 2021, and 2022. He's also involved in the training of senior staff of TESCOM in Lagos. So, Mr. Akin Benjamin, good morning to you. It's good to have you on the Morning Crossfire.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us, even at short notice. Mr. Akin, have you seen, Akin Benjamin, have you seen the videos making the rounds on social media?
Yes, sadly so. I've seen the video, and
All right.
Somebody who has been in the education sector, I would not say we've not seen such before.
All right.
It can be very, very harrowing for the psyche of the nation.
Interesting. We'll talk some more about that. But the schooling contention, and for me, I was telling, you know, I was talking to my wife yesterday, because she's also an educationist as well, that for me, it's not about the school, it's about the act, you know, and those involved. But she was trying to explain to me, she said, you know, well if it continues and things like this go on, the school cannot be let off the hook. Well, you tell us some more about that. But not to paint the school in bad light, but this is news. It's all over the internet. Lead British Academy, or Lead British School in Abuja, is the school under the spotlight. And in the videos circulating on social media, some students can be seen. In particular video, at first one I saw, as a female student, I think she's a senior, slapping another female, a student. I don't know if they are classmates or she's her senior. you know, slapping another female student. Then that same female student was sitting down, the victim, and she was being slapped as well. You know, another video I saw, a boy was being beaten by his fellow students. And there's been outrage from Nigerians over these viral videos all over the place. We'll look at that some more. But Ms. Aki, what exactly is bullying? And is it rampant in the Nigerian school system today as it was in our time when we were all younger?
Okay, so I would quickly answer this. Bullying is repetitive, aggressive behavior where one person or a group targets another and causing harm or distress. You know, it's a repetitive, aggressive behavior by one aggressor, you know, who feels he or she has an upper hand, you know, on the victim, who is a bullied, you know, and it can happen by one person to another, can happen by a group to another group. And you ask whether it is, and then, you know, bullying can be in various ways. Bullying can be verbal, can be, you know, cyber bullying also. You understand? So bullying is in different types and all of that. Mm. But whether it is rampant or not, the issue is, I must say, this is my personal opinion, that apart from corruption, endemic corruption in Nigeria, I think a culture of bullying is ranked second, even in the society. You see, because we are seeing the school, we are seeing it show up in one of our schools, but right from the home, there is bullying at work. There is bullying at our bus parks. There is bullying. Bullying is everywhere in this country, you know. So what we have seen the children do is a reflection of our society. Those children did not learn it from any other place other than the home, the society where they have grown up, you know, and people won't believe it. There is bullying in the home. Parents are bullying, not just the husbands bullying wives, but not only wives, parents bullying children. And, you know, because we don't see it as bullying. A lot of bullying goes on in the home, you know, and even at work. So adults have not stopped bullying because it's a culture that's been learned. So when we see it manifest in children at school, yes, we need to work on it because that's why schools exist, to retrain children, to educate them and inculcate values. And that is where the schools come in to make a difference.
Hmm. All right. Let's look at the school system. You've been in education for quite some time now, over 25 years. What's your experience been like with student-on-student bullying, physical assault?
Student-on-student bullying will happen if teachers and school leaders are not vigilant. You see, like especially in boarding schools, day schools, yes, but maybe not as rampant as boarding schools, especially in the hostels. Mm-hmm. And the work of the teacher is a very, very important one in curbing this, you know, in early detection, in creating a culture that will not make this happen. Like I tell people that the boarding house personnel, the job of the boarding house personnel is a 30-hour job. It's more than 24 hours. Mm. The boarding house personnel, eternal vigilance is what it takes to work in the boarding house. I have been a boarding house master myself, you know, and in some good schools and some that are, you know. So we saw bullying. But the issue is, how early would you detect it? What are the consequences? How do you handle it? Sometimes it's beyond. Sometimes you have to involve the home, you know, and then find a way to ensure deterrence, you know, and then try and see what we can do to help both the bullied and the bully. You see, because that is it, so that you don't want the culture to continue. But really, yes, it does happen. But where school is very responsive and not just reacting to issues, there are things to do to ensure that that is not the pervasive culture in the school.
All right.
But if it's not, if nothing is done about it, I mean, it will happen, and it will happen in a great dimension like we're seeing.
Okay. So we'll look at solutions before in the second part of the conversation. But you were saying that schools can be proactive in order to, you know, reduce the incidences of bullying in their institutions. And you've talked about the causes of bullying. I want us to expand on that a little bit. You're saying it still exists in our school system. Is it getting worse? Because when I was in school, and even for my seniors, I mean, you've been in the system for 25 years and more. When I was in school, and even before I got into secondary school, I remember, you know, the tales that my seniors would tell me, that's my older ones, you know, would tell me of what is done to them in school. And I remember going into school, I also got my own fair share. But it was mostly if you did something wrong. You know, you could be punished. Or a senior wants to, you know, just make you man up a bit. They can ask you to fetch water, ask you to sweep, ask you to weed, you know, ask you to wash clothes, you know, and all that. But it wasn't as what I see today, where, you know, it's just plain and simple, direct, you know, brutal physical assault. You know, I saw the female student slapping the victim, it reminded me of when SARS arrested me and they brutalized me. One of the things they did was to hit my face.
Yeah, because it is a culture. Bullying is a culture. Even in the police, even in our police force, bullying, you know, is a culture. I like to really emphasize that we have a culture of bullying, you know, in the society. We have it. So I'm listening to you.
Okay, interesting. So we have a culture of bullying in society. Yeah. Is it getting worse? Or is, you know, compared to years ago, as you've seen, progressively, because society is progressing, you know, society is getting more enlightened.
There are dimensions to the questions you asked. You see, today now, it's the age of internet and, you know, the global village, the entire world is a global village, and information travels faster than before. So it is not as if bullying was not rampant way back. Okay? Mm-hmm. It was. Mm-hmm. But it is not as easily and quickly reported like this. So now, because of the advancement we're having in technology and information, highway and everything, it is easy now to see that this is happening because it can get to the internet as it is happening. You know, I am also a bit aware. I want to know, were those children, were they the ones who recorded those things, or there is
CCTV?
The CCTV there that captured it.
No, it seems someone was holding a phone to record.
You know, that is boldness. You see, because because we need to point out that they were recording it to do what? To show, you see, that's another level. You have bullied this child, but you want to also still cyberbully. You want to still, you know, share the video around. What level of audacity and boldness to do evil, you know? So the idea is, I would not say that it is less than what we had, that what was happening before. It is just that now it is more visible because of the information age and the internet, you know, so that. That is how it is.
All right.
But one other thing that has also made, so is the idea that, you know, back in the day, and I am an apostle of positive discipline, really.
Okay.
But you see, back in the day, teachers had the weapons of they had the cane and they had all of that, you know, to try and see various those things. But now we are saying let's use less of that. But in most schools, they don't even know what to put in place, you know, to replace their cane and their harsh way of discipline. So if people are not trained, a lot of teachers are like, okay, since they said we should not beat them, especially in their eyebrow schools, we should not beat them, we should just leave them. That is not it. Nobody's saying, they're saying don't beat, don't be harsh like before. There are things to learn to still now maintain discipline. And that gap, that is a lacuna for most schools.
All right. All right. So now we've moved on to the causes of bullying. You said, for instance, first that it is a societal issue.
Yeah.
I'll come back to this issue of discipline shortly. But Mr. Akin Benjamin, when you say it's a societal issue, Let's really narrow in on what aspect of society. I think that it stems from the home.
Yeah,
you know. What do you think?
That's where it starts. I said it. Mm. I said there's a lot of bullying that goes on in homes. A lot of bullying. I mean, even in the news today, well, this is not likely for it. My father was just sentenced. To how many years have he been in Abuja for sexually abusing his own child? Look, there's bullying. The way the father comes in, everybody disappears in the sitting room. The children hear the car of the father comes in, everybody disappears. The father comes in, people are watching a particular thing on television, the children are enjoying. The father comes, picks the remote and changes without even saying, oh, sorry, I need to. You know, the father bullies and everybody, the mother bullies in somebody.
But isn't this part of the discipline that some are used to? For instance, all those running away when the father comes, maybe
that is no,
fear.
You see, that is not discipline. You see, that is operating in fear. That is leading people by fear. It's not respect. If he goes in now, they will revert back to what they were doing. The idea is to model civility to your children in the home. Father and mother, modeling civility between each other, and then modeling civility for the children to see. But you see, when they are descending on their mother, and then they too, they are not safe, or is the mother doing the same to everybody? Then where is it? So they grow up seeing that, and they also replicate it everywhere they go.
I see, Mr. Benjamin. Have you maybe in your experience, do you teachers sometimes get, complaints from students, or maybe they confide in you that there's some bullying going on at home? You know.
Oh yes. I mean, what we even see is worse. You see that children who come from homes where there's, domestic abuse, because domestic violence, which stems off from bullying, they come to school and the level of their anger is out of this world.
Okay.
You see, because I have had about 5 cases like that, where a child watches the father bullies and violates the mother, and they couldn't help their mother.
Mm.
So they are bottled up. They come to school. Even if a teacher corrects them the way they would respond, not to talk of their mates or their juniors. So they come unleashing that anger on their mates at school. And you need to see the level of anger. When I see that, and sometimes I've sent for parents and maybe mothers, and I say, one or two said, yeah, this happens. I said, does this happen in your house? Yes, it does. It does happen that daddy is ever beaten. And sometimes rich people, you know. So, and sometimes I call the mother. Mother said, that one is regular in the house. So, this boy has seen where. Do you understand? The father beats me in his presence.
What about lack of... discipline in the home, apart from domestic...
Yeah, lack of discipline in the sense that some parents are also indulgent, you know. They indulge their children, you understand? And there are two ends of the same issue. Sometimes you can be negligent, sometimes indulgent parenting, you know, sometimes uninvolved parenting. Do you understand? So children are growing up by themselves and they are picking up whatever they will pick and they are behaving the way they will. So, yes, There is that dimension of the extreme laissez-faire, uninvolved, indulgent, you know, parenting, where some people's children have become kings for them in the house, okay? And then there's the other end where there is, harsh, parenting, you know, what they see is worse than what goes on in some correctional centers.
All right.
Right there in the home.
All right. All right.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Akin Benjamin, stay with us. For those of you listening, we just take a message. We'll be right back.
Okay. Have you ever dreamed of creating videos that captivate and inspire? Are you in search of that perfect space where your visual ideas can flourish? Or perhaps you're on the lookout for a venue that'll add a touch of magic to your events? Look no further. At We Entertainment Production Limited, we're not just a media production company. We're your gateway to bringing visions to life. Nestled in the heart of Lekki, Lagos, we offer an oasis for creators like you. Whether it's TV or film production, event coverage that captures every memorable moment, commercial visuals that resonate, breathtaking music videos, the artistry of photography, or content that engages. We have it all. Plus, with our state-of-the-art studio rentals, you're equipped with professional-grade gear from the get-go. At We Entertainment Production Limited, we believe in doing beautiful things. This is our promise to you. Get in touch today. Call us at 0908-826-5049. 0908-826-5049. Or email info@web.ng. That is, in capital letters, info@web.ng. We Entertainment Production Limited, where beautiful things happen.
Okay, welcome back. Still a conversation on bullying in the Nigerian school system. Let's just see if we can play one of those excerpts for you from what happened in that school, Lead British Academy school. Let's see if we can play this. Oh my, just slapping her. You can hear the sound of the slap. That's the slap right there. They're filming. All right, let's play some Bill Super right now.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Apparently, what it seems is like the victim of the bullying or the physical assault. The physical assault may have said that someone broke the heart of the other one, the abuser or the assaulter, and she's asking, "Who broke my heart? Who broke my heart? What's the boy's name? What's the boy's name? Who broke my heart? What's the boy's name? What's his name?" And she's slapping him, as we can see in the video. I don't know if it's showing on our live stream. Okay, no. Maybe not, I don't know, but it's online. It's online. Hear the sound of the slap. All right, so some parents do not know what happens to their kids when they go to school. If not for the person who put out the video first, a user on X or Twitter, Moye, I do not know if the parents would have known about this. Our guest is still with us. Mr. Akin Benjamin is on the line. He is a seasoned education consultant, a school improvement and quality assurance consultant, a thought leader in the education sector. He's a teacher, first of all, as well as a consultant. Mr. Akin Benjamin, thank you very much for your time. We throw the lines open, 0201-465-7190, 0201-465-7190. But the school in question here is Lead School, Lead British School, and they have campuses all over. Now, this is not to say the school is a bad place, because these things happen all over the place. Yes. Am I correct? Even in good schools. So, Mr. Akin Benjamin, am I correct?
Yes. It's not about the fact that the school is a bad school. This happens in many schools that you have not known about. So it's just that they ought to have handled it better. We don't even know whether they did. So, you know, we need to find out how they managed this.
Okay. So sometimes can we say that bullying may be more rampant in other schools, in some schools than others?
Depending on the culture and the climate of that of such schools.
Right.
And that's why, you know, talking about to prevention, you have to foster a positive school climate where students feel safe. So if students don't feel safe and supported, you know, and the climate of that school is not the type that proper supervision, everything. There will be bullying to be rampant.
All right. Interesting. So you've talked about lack of discipline by schools, and teachers are not able to discipline students, and therefore they're able to get away with some of these things. Is it that the teachers are not interested in disciplining students or pupils, the schools are not interested, or their hands are tied, or both?
You see, the most highbrow schools, and of course it is right to apply, you know, positive discipline approaches, not necessarily the old type that we know of the cordial, the cane and everything. But where, and then parents are also asking for such things, you know, don't be harsh on our children. But what is the alternative? And that's why I have been at the forefront of alternative discipline strategies that work, that you put in place. Mm. Nobody is saying you should leave the children without discipline. So supervision is important. Discipline is, I always say, never leave children unsupervised. It doesn't matter whether they are 15, 16, they are still children. Never leave children unsupervised. That's the mantra for my own practice. You know, because now, where was the boarding house personnel in charge of that place? All right? You cannot be there every minute, but, you know, we still need to ask such a person questions. Okay? Because that girl was taking, and it looks like it's not the first time it will be happening. You know, it's like, okay, she's used to taking such slaps and all of that. You know, so that must have been, you know, rampant. Okay?
Right.
So where is adult supervision? Never leave children unsupervised.
But can you supervise them every time? This looked like it was during school hours. I don't know. I'm not sure. But can you supervise them every single minute of the day?
You may not be able to supervise them every minute of the day, but what you do by mentoring when you are with them and ensuring that you create a proper climate and culture within your, among those that you are supervising, is important. It's very important. You know, you would have spotted bullies, and you would have begin to, you know, you have done a lot about correcting such. You know, so I'm not saying this cannot still happen, even with the best schools and with the best. But you see, how do you manage and how do you prevent? We must begin to talk about what do we do so that we don't have too many of these kind of things happening again.
Hmm.
How do we prevent? Okay, because that is important. How do we prevent this from happening? At least happening, you know, if we cannot, at least we're telling to about 98%, zero occurrence.
Hmm.
Do you understand? So okay. That is the thing.
All right. Interesting. I'm talking about discipline. One of the comments I saw online on X, I don't know if this is true, but it just can give us an idea of what some schools, what happens in some schools, maybe not Lead British, but there's an allegation that is a big issue in the school. Someone said that maybe the school may not be taking serious action for it, and punishment could be, include just packing trash, things like that. And the person feels that all those sort of kinds of punishment not, hard enough to detest, pupils and students from, bullying again.
And so I will share few ways to go about this, all right, from practice, okay? And I will start from the from that discipline dimension. What can be done? For me, yes, if proper investigation, there should be a disciplinary committee in school that would investigate what happened. And then, of course, we'll be thinking of suspension for the bully, but beyond that, some kind of therapy, advising the parents to take the child through some counseling therapy and all of that. School will do its part. But beyond all of that, what I put in place in schools where I see bully is that I make them anti-bullying ambassadors. Once we are through with investigation, and then some part of the consequences that will go with that, even if you go on a suspension, you are coming back, you have designed posters and everything with which you will begin your role as an anti-bullying ambassador in school.
That is the bully. The bully.
We're talking about the bully.
Really? Will that work? So you've mentioned suspension. So I think one of your methods would be suspension. The student must be suspended.
If the person could be suspended for...
What about expulsion? Because the argument is that some of you in private, you know, school sector, be it the schools or consultants, because some of the parents are highly connected, some of them are powerful, like we're in Abuja now, who knows whose parent is who. No. Instead of expelling such a student from the school totally, they just give them a little suspension, and they consider that a slap on the wrist.
We also want to see schools exist. Schools are like hospitals. You also want to see whether you can help. Do you understand? So you don't, I mean, except the person is a repeat offender. Yeah. Now, what I am trying to explain is, if we make you an anti-bullying ambassador after you come back from a few days of suspension, you are addressing the entire school, you are going from class to class, you have your posters designed about anti-bullying, and you are talking to others about it, and all of that.
Mr. Akin Benjamin, what happened to giving the person a cutlass, what we used to call langa langa in my school days, to go to the football field and clear the entire field?
Hello, expulsion is part of it. If, depending on the gravity of the bullying, do you understand? If once you've got into the dimension of using weapons, no, you cannot stay. Expulsion straight.
No, I'm saying what happened to clearing the football field, the entire field, weeding it?
Why not? It could be working suspension. You may not even go home, because going home may not be it, because there was a time when in particular school a boy was sent home, he was on suspension, and he went and they sent him to London to spend the week.
My God.
Yes. So if sometimes it is working suspension, you are in the school, but you are doing the work that you are doing the work, you know, where you are assigned to do it. And there is nothing wrong with that.
Amazing.
As long as we're not inflicting pain, we're not making marks on you, we're not, you know, we take you through proper disciplinary processes.
And will parents accept that?
You said what?
Will the parents accept that?
Oh, yes, of course. If for example, like that's why you see, we need to talk about the frameworks. Mm-hmm. There should be a behavior management charter in school. A behavior management charter, a behavior a discipline charter, where the parents are signed. You see, if this is not in place in schools, discipline policy, behavior policy of the school that says if this happens, these are the consequences. If this happens, these are the consequences. And parents have signed, teachers signed, the children signed, each has a copy of his own. The teacher works within that framework. The parents know that if my child does this kind of thing, this is the consequence that comes. The child knows, and has also, he also has a copy. That's the kind of thing we put in place for schools. And that should be in schools, so that everybody works within a framework, and everybody knows that, oh, if this happens, this is a consequence. So this is at this level of bullying, this is what we do. At this other level of bullying, is expulsion.
Right.
Those are established, and everybody, while you are bringing your child for admission, you are taking a copy, you are going through, you are signing, and you are giving a signed part of it to the school that you agree with the disciplinary the behavior charter and the behavior policy of the school.
Interesting.
Beyond just writing two lines or three lines as behavior policy, you must put in place these offenses, we capture this kind of offense, this kind of thing that happen in school, these are the consequences that goes with it.
Interesting. Mr. Aki Benjamin, head of the school, that's a lead British school, Abraham Ogun Kambi, he put out a statement on behalf of the school. He said the counseling unit of the school has been asked to assist the victimized student to quickly overcome the emotional and psychological impact of the bully. The statement read in part, we are committed to providing a safe and supportive learning environment for all our students. Hence, upon learning of the incident, we initiated a process of reaching out to the victim and the family with a view to providing support, including access to counseling services to help them cope with emotional and psychological impact of the incident. We've also immediately initiated an investigation, appointing a dedicated team to conduct a thorough inquiry into the matter. The team has been gathering information, including reviewing video footage and interviewing witnesses to understand the full scope of the incident and identify the immediate and remote causes. You think it's a good one by the school?
Fantastic. That's what the school should do. Because, see, despite all the things you have put in place, you can still have an incident. Okay, but then, so what do you do? If prevention has failed, okay, early identification has failed, what is the intervention that would come in? Do you understand? So I think those are steps in the right direction. I think the Lead British School is a great school, and I'm sure that they will be able to be on top of it.
All right. I'm talking about counseling for the school. So I speak to adults today who still feel pain. You can sense the pain in their voice, the sadness, the anger, the trauma, who are still traumatized by episodes of bullying, of physical abuse that they suffered when they were in primary school, in secondary school. Till today, it leaves a bitter taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I spoke to someone yesterday who said, I wish to know where those people who bullied me, who beat me up when I was in secondary school, where they are. Yeah, I spoke to another person who said she had to leave the school she was because of the beating that she received. She just told the parents she wants to go and that she couldn't report. So to the authorities, and the parents had to take her out. What is the effect, long-term effect of this physical abuse, the bullying that of the kind we're seeing and talking about now?
From what we are seeing, even from people who are now coming up, you know, opening up about their past experiences about bullying, mentioning names, you know, who bullied them way back in school, you know that the hurt is still there, you know, and people still carrying such hurt. And one lady was saying, if the children of those who bullied her are in the same school with our children, that it will ensure that they visit the kind of pain that the parents did to her on their children and all of that, you know. And that's a vicious cycle of bullying. It's part of that thing that oils the wheel of that vicious cycle. Because, see, people go through bullying and they feel, well, this is how it is, and wherever I get to, that's what I will do. So the person who was bullied is looking for an opportunity, if he's not helped by counseling, is looking for an opportunity to bully others. And that's the truth, because it will make him feel better, feel good, if he has not gone through proper counseling and therapy, to say, no, that's not the way to handle that. And so they get to places of work, and they are bullies too. So you see that it's a deep-seated thing that begins to manifest in our society. A child was bullied at home, gets to school, bullies others, grows up as an adult, is bullying people. You know, so that's far-reaching impact.
Okay, even the victim now becomes a bully in life.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, Mr. Akin Benjamin, please hold the thought. We want to take a call here at 99.3. Good morning.
Good morning, Coffee.
Yes, welcome. Very quickly, please, your contribution. Very quickly.
My Remington is my name. I want to say thank you to the teacher. He's done a good job. It means that we are not thorough enough. The Bible says, beat the beast out of the child. We, our own generation, I'm in my 60s, came up and suffered through corporal punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we came through the hand of slavery, where our father's hands were shackled, the mouth were locked, and all those stories. All those things, how has it been contributed to bullying in the country? Two, what about the fact that the mental structure of children are not the same? A lot of them, like I said, okay, they have a psychology and all those things. How does it affect the children among themselves? If one intelligent a child with an anxiety disorder is discovered is put, he wants to become a doctor by the parents. All these things, how does it contribute?
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. Interesting. How does it contribute to the children in their future? Hello, good morning. Yes.
Morning, sir.
Welcome.
Yes, lucky in the lap on my
very quickly, please.
Yes, what I don't understand here is how people will call the kind and things but I'm pushing on.
Luckily, your line isn't good. Please call back 0201. Sorry about that, bro. 0201-465-7190. Message here says, bullying is very common issue in boarding schools. I worked as a teacher in a boarding school, and the kind of bullying I saw was alarming. And the annoying thing is that most teachers are powerless to act because the management do not other than yell at the teachers for scolding a child. Okay, Chib in Keja, so they don't allow the teachers to discipline the students. 99.3, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome. Please
good
go.
Morning, Mr.
Good morning.
Kofi.
Welcome.
Good morning to your guest as well.
Good morning.
This is Mrs. Zuboli calling from Ikorodu. Hello?
Yes, please go on. Please go on.
Okay. Honestly, I just want to commend your guest and you for a lot of questions you've asked and a lot of explanations he has done this morning. Also, while we were in secondary school, we were being bullied, but we didn't really know it was bullying. The person that was supposed to be my school mother was even the one bullying me. taking up my spouse, but I couldn't report to anybody.
Wow.
Because I was just in GS1. She was in SS1, SS2. Yeah. And so took my blanket, took my provisions and everything.
Mm.
So I really didn't even know then it was bullying.
Mm. You thought it was just normal school, senior, junior relationship.
She was supposed to be my school mother, for God's sake. So somebody to protect me, and the person was even the one bullying me. So I really didn't reconcile it.
Thank you.
But my question is...
Very quickly, please. You're out of time.
It's not as if this is not happening in these other average schools. Why is it always happening in elite schools? Is it because people, they are not really on ground to, monitor the children?
So why is it happening in elite schools?
We're out of time. Before a bully case is being reported.
Thank you very much. Mr. Benjamin, she's asking why it's happening in elite schools mostly. Is it true that it happens mostly in elite schools?
It happens everywhere, especially boarding schools. It happens everywhere, especially boarding schools. You know, day schools, you know, teachers are there with them and children are going home, may not be as prominent, but not as pronounced. But boarding schools, so much goes on. Yeah, and that's why you need to find out what kind of boarding school you want to send your child and be part of and be close, ensure that you are close to, and then talking about reporting, you see, those are the kind of solutions that we need to be. There must be a way whereby anonymous reporting should be encouraged. Every school that I advise, I tell them to have a box where children can drop, where they can have reports. Drop, and it is there is a designated officer who has access to the box, who can pick out what children like a whistleblower procedure where they can drop things in a box. It's a good thing. The it could be the principal, it could be head of school. You just come in, pick your things, maybe only two days or three days, and you check what is there so that you can quickly investigate what is going on. Sometimes maybe through the light, but you cannot. You know, ignore whatever is put in such boxes. Anonymous reporting, you know. And then there's a lot. I spoke about putting policy in place that everybody has signed and the consequences that will follow things. We talked about, you know, creating a positive behavior and social emotional learning environment. You know, you need to have increased adult supervision in areas where in hostels or areas where you think bullying is reported often, you know, all of those things have a way of detecting early. You know, look at the child is behaving somehow. You quickly understand what is going on. This child is looking unkempt. This child is withdrawn. This child, you know, teachers need to know how to detect what is going on with children. Like I used to tell people, I said, it is Maslow before Bloom's. You need to know the state of your children before you begin to demand the expectations of the learning objectives from them, you know. So we need to, teachers need to be trained to do all of that, you know. And then putting interventions in place. Interventions. Yeah. And then teaching children, you know, you can create an atmosphere fosters a better relationship between children. You teach them restorative justice.
Okay.
You prepare children for intervention.
Interventions. Mr. Aki Benjamin, educationist consultant, school improvement and quality assurance consultant, thank you so very kindly for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.